You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now on RNIB Connect Radio to talk accessible transport and improving accessibility of public transport for blind and partially sighted people. We are talking about Stagecoach today, as they have teamed up with the RNIB to improve accessibility of public transport for blind and partially sighted people by providing specialist training to their staff. To talk about this, I am joined by Area Campaigns Officer for the North West and the West Midlands, Terry Ballon. Terry, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So can you give us a bit more background on this particular work you've done with bus companies? It's called Swap With Me. Can you give us some more detail?
So as part of our All Aboard report that we recently published regarding the experience of blind and partially sighted people using buses, we were looking at activities that we could do to kind of improve that. And the Swap With Me activity, which we have previously done in connection with our work around the bus charter, it has proven to be a really good way of raising awareness of Stagecoach staff, whether that be drivers, mentors and instructors, around doing that.
Now, when we talk Swap With Me, the title is fairly self-explanatory, but can you tell us how does the Swap With Me sort of training work?
So the Swap With Me events take place in the bus company's depot, and they will have a bus or possibly two buses parked up in a designated area. And we have blind and partially sighted people and staff, whether they're Stagecoach staff, whether they be drivers, instructors or mentors. And blind and partially sighted people get the opportunity to sit in the driver's cab with the engine not running to gain an insight into all of the noise and all of the information that the driver is having to deal with, along with having to listen to passengers when they're getting on board through the assault shields. For Stagecoach staff, it's an opportunity for them, whilst wearing different simulation glasses, to look at the bus destination on the vehicle, to then board the vehicle, to scan their pass, and then to find a seat. And all of this is obviously conducted in a safe way. We get some really, really great feedback from, you know, from the staff around, well, I hadn't realised, you know, how difficult it is to actually find the pass scanner, because many of them are in different places on different models of different buses.
Now, you've mentioned the feedback and how good it is that Stagecoach are very much working well with the RNIB about this. Now, I want to find out a bit more about kind of the next steps of this. You know, there's the Swap With Me, and that's been done in, you know, certainly your region and other regions. But what's the next steps to improve accessibility of bus travel for blind and partially sighted people?
So part of that we hope, and the feedback that we've got from the sessions that we've done, is that the instructors and trainers are very much going to make a particular point of including this within the training of, you know, of their drivers.
If blind and partially sighted people would love to maybe get involved in some campaign work, if they are able to, or find out more about the campaign work of RNIB on the accessibility of public transport or many others, how can they do that?
So they can definitely contact us, and we'd really welcome anybody that wishes to get involved by contacting us via the helpline. They can also drop an email into our campaigns at rnib.org.uk. And yes, they'd be very, very welcome. We'd love to have more people join us.
Fantastic. Area Campaigns Officer for the North West and West Midlands from the RNIB, Terry Ballon. Thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.